You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Art Week in the City Centre is kicking off today and running until October the 15th, with over 50 pop-up exhibitions, galleries, laneway installations, free art walks and more. Most of these events are on the 12th of October as part of Late Night Art, a night in which most galleries will stay open late and heaps of special events are taking place. This week, for various artists, I caught up with some of the creatives and curators participating in Late Night Art. My first guest is Victoria Ganesheva from the University of Auckland School of Architecture and Planning, who are presenting a bunch of creative interactive installations at Urban Art Village. Victoria is presenting a work called Past is Prologue, a multimedia performance that reimagines Shakespeare's The Tempest and explores the role of memory in our perception of the world. Here we are now. Should we start broad, and would you be able to speak about the Urban Art Village where your work is being shown? Can you tell me what that is?
Absolutely. I'm making an installation for the Urban Art Village as part of Late Night Art. There's going to be six installations all along O'Connell Street, all made by University of Auckland architecture students, along with Matt Liggins, who is a fantastic designer and artist who teaches at the architecture school.
You yourself have devised a work by the name of Past is Prologue. Just give me a quick elevator pitch of what you're showing.
So Past is Prologue reimagines Shakespeare's The Tempest as a multimedia one-woman performance. This version focuses on the magical spirit Ariel, who is a supporting character in the original, and takes a deep dive into the layers of memory that make up the play's island. I've sort of got this marquee that I'm going to set up, and inside there'll be an atmospheric collage of projection, live performance, and even a fog machine. And the performance will run several times throughout the night so people can come visit it.
I'm interested to know what it was about The Tempest as one of Shakespeare's plays. It's perhaps not one of the best well-known. It's pretty well-known, but it's probably not the first one you think of. What was it about that play that drew you to it?
In general, I love Shakespeare, and Shakespeare and architecture school have been sort of these parallel journeys in my life. And Tempest specifically is set on an island where all these different characters sort of converge, and their motivations are so specifically rooted in these past events. And in architecture, we talk so much about landscapes being made up of all these narratives and different perspectives and experiences of these individual people. And I felt like The Tempest really exemplified that. And so because I believe so strongly in interdisciplinary practice, I thought that this was such an exciting opportunity to combine my love for theatre and architecture and drawing and cartography to explore The Tempest.
And you've chosen to enter into The Tempest through the character of Ariel, who is this spirit-like being in the play. Why did you choose Ariel?
A lot of my work is based on my thesis research, and I've been looking at experimental cartography, and Ariel is this character that actually joins together this really extensive past that is described in one scene in the play, where they sort of have an exposition dump of all these events, like 24 years plus that happened before the play even starts. And the common thread is Ariel, the spirit that sort of defies the conventions that other characters must follow, but continually gets made into a servant by all these different characters. So I found Ariel to be this sort of powerful, almost world maker, and I sort of consider her the cartographer, the real cartographer of the island. Over time.
That's it, yeah, really interesting parallel, and obviously pulls into this role of memory in our perception of the world. Do you want to speak about maybe some of the physical aspects of the work that aid that exploration of memory?
Absolutely. So a lot of my work is very projection-based because I'll be using the drawings from my thesis, these different maps and images that I've been making, in which I sort of feature as this character, as multiple characters, travelling through these different landscapes. And I will be also embodying Ariel throughout the performance. And we've sort of got like pieces of fabric and sort of the fabric of time that will be hung around the marquee, and the projections billowing into the fog. Yeah, sort of very ephemeral, very temporal, very temporary.
What is your hope for viewers coming in to see to see the space that perhaps aren't familiar with Shakespeare, who can be difficult to get into?
I am hoping that No matter if you're very familiar with the Tempest or don't know it at all, the work is very image-based, and I'll be very sort of directly addressing the audience and taking them through the story. And it is a lot about what individual interpretation, as much as Shakespeare's language, yeah, absolutely can be difficult to get into. I think there's this richness to the poetry, and it's about letting it sort of wash over you and get carried away into the different imagery that you see around you. And whatever you take away from it is whatever is totally valid. And I'm excited to share the work with an audience, if I'm honest. Yeah.
I was going to ask, you know, how does it feel to be given a space in a public area to be able to present work like this?
It honestly feels like such a privilege and such a wonderful opportunity. Like, the overall aim of Urban Art Village is just to have people come together to share an experience and broaden the horizon of architecture-related ideas, sort of this intersection with fine art, theatre, performance. And because the majority of the installations are interactive, you know, for mine, you get to come in and be enveloped in the fog and witness this performance. For other people, you get to draw and paint and make something. And we, in architecture, we sort of deal so much with, in architecture school, we deal so much with sort of very theoretical projects, but we sort of make our drawings and our renders and that's it. And the opportunity to actually build it is really exciting, and to activate O'Connell Street. It's always such a lively time in the city.
And you just mentioned it there, but remind me again where people can go to see your work.
Absolutely. It'll be on the 12th of October from 5 to 9pm on O'Connell Street. We will be sitting up throughout the day, so if you want to pop around during the day, if you're around, you're most welcome to, but the event officially starts at 5.
That was Victoria Gansheva speaking with me about her multimedia project Past is Prologue as part of Late Night Art this art week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.